Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jamie Dawn Show. And yes, I am live today. I am so excited to be here. You are listening to 1-2 Radio. And if you have a friend that has never listened, a family member, whoever, get them on board. Tell them to come on. I know I've been doing a lot of replays lately, but I'll explain that as I keep going. Sorry. But thank you for your patience. Thank you for, like I say, for being here. And as you are aware, if this is not your first time listening, I'm also an advisor at 1-2 Listen, amongst several other wonderful advisors. And I'm just really, I'm kind of excited. You know, it's funny. I actually still get a little nervous before coming on air. It's weird. I've been doing this for so long. I mean, I took a little hiatus, but I was doing radio for the first 8 years that I've been part of the 1-2 family. I took a little break and now I'm back. And I still get a little nervous. Maybe you guys do too when you're approaching anything that allows you to be a little vulnerable. Because, I could be my Capricorn rising stoic self if I wanted to and not let you in and try and act all professional and all that bullshit that, you know, drove me for so long. But now, meh, I'm just going to play. Why not, you know? And I'll say a quick shout out to Shelly, who's in the chat room. And, you know, Facebook, God, gotta love them, right? They change the way that they do things now with the chat. If this is your first time listening, then go to the 1-2 Radio page and click the chat button on the left-hand side. And Jay, my wonderful producer, thank you, Jay, will let you in. As I like to jokingly say, bribery goes a long way, but I have a feeling he probably wouldn't turn you down, just saying. So all that to say, oh, and Patty's here, and Quelly, hello, loves. And like I say, I will check the chat room when I can. It's a little hard sometimes to multitask, keep my thoughts together, you know, so I don't sound like a big buffoon just sitting here behind the microphone. But I'm just so excited that I can be here live and you can post your questions, comments in the chat room. And like I say, I will get to them. I'm going to take a commercial today at 25 after the hour. And that'll be my time where I get to check the messages. So a couple of things. I like to start out with what is happening in my world. And then I want to check in. How's the eclipse? How's the Mercury retrograde? There's so many things going on. And hopefully you were listening to the other great shows today. And I know Mark's show was all about Jupiter Uranus. And I'm going to talk some about that as well. But we just got a lot of big energy going on. And I may throw out a few things to philosophize about because why not? You know, it's sort of like, what's Jamie thinking about today? What kind of things have dropped in? And as many of you know that have been following me for a while, I was at Nine Gates Mystery School for a part two. And if you're not familiar, there's a part one, 9 days, and a part two, 9 days. And then the students graduate, and I'm the staff director for this wonderful program. And I'll be going back to Tucson, Arizona at the end of May for 2 weeks and for a new school that is kicking off then. But I just finished a part two, and it was just such a really powerful class. But, you know, the thing is that it was even more potent for me because I was just in a very different place than I've been before in my life. And, you know, I was telling Jay before the show kicked off of how absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? But I really love my home. I love my people here. I love the land. I like the way I feel when I'm here. Of course, I'm a big skier, as many of you know, and my partner, he is a first grade school teacher, and he was on spring break the entire time I was gone, which means I didn't get to ski with him or hang out with him on his days off, which, you know, was a little disappointing. So talk about FOMO, right? But all that to say, this time I went to this part two, this mystery school, a little different and came back very different. Some epiphanies that I had that I dropped in, I was sharing this with someone earlier. One of the biggest epiphanies was, if this doesn't serve, whatever this desire I might have doesn't serve the bigger picture, then I can let the desire go. And one of the things that is the first thing to take away my joy, my happiness, my peace, if you will, is if I look at my life and I go, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. Now, then of course, the monkey mind starts, right? And those little bastards start running around and all over the place going, oh, well, you don't have this, why not? Maybe you're not good enough for it. Or why wouldn't you? What do you have to have in order to make that happen? Somebody else has it and you don't. And, you know, all this sort of thing. And next thing you know, 5, 10, 20 minutes have gone by and I've worked myself up into a tizzy. And so, like I say, this last school, I had this epiphany and I was like, you know what, I can still desire something in my life, but if it doesn't benefit, if it's not, if what I'm desiring is not going to add value or a greater benefit to whatever the bigger picture is, i.e. relationship, work, whatever, then I can let that desire go. And I can trust that if that desire does come into my awareness to be fulfilled, then it serves. It works. And so it allows, having that mindset allows me to relax, allows me to appreciate the present moment. You know, we talk so much about being present and being in the moment and being in gratitude of what we do have. And that keeps us in a place where we're manifesting, where we're appreciating, and we feel, you know, we feel good. And so, you know, I do believe that that's super important as human beings. You know, so that's a couple of my little epiphanies and yeah, and what's happening in my world. I'm back in my office and getting into my routine again. There's a couple of creative projects that I am kind of playing around with when I have time behind the scenes. One of them, I may have mentioned this on a previous show, I'm pretty sure I did, but my daughter and I are creating a self-care coloring book, adult coloring book, and it'll have journal prompts. I'm recording meditations that go with it. So we're 90% done and just have a couple of little things to add to it. And then once that's done, we're gonna self-publish and get that out to you guys. I'll let you know where and how much and that sort of thing. And I don't know about you, but I love my adult coloring books because they can just give me that creative space that I need to unwind, especially if you're sitting at a computer most of the day, you know, you just need that outlet. And one of the other things that I committed to doing one day a week, I'm actually doing it on Fridays, is I'm doing no electronic Fridays. I'll talk on the phone, you know, and chat, if you will. So you'll find me at One to Listen on Fridays on chat or available on the phone. But as far as like video calls or spending an ultimate amount of time at the computer, I'm not doing that on Fridays anymore. So giving myself a sort of a digital detox in some way. And I'm just noticing, I've been doing this now just before I left for mystery school, and I'm just noticing how my energy levels get refilled. And you know, having, I mentioned the adult coloring book, I will spend some time just doodling, if you will, coloring, and then all of a sudden I get another creative breakthrough or another thing that shows up, and I get to, you know, meet it and just enjoy it. So those are some things. All right. So I want to know, because, you know, in some ways I kind of wish this was a live in the sense that we were all in sitting in the same room and I could dialogue with you, because I always want to know how everybody's doing. And I can't really get that feedback. Guess what? I'm so excited. I get to blame that fucking little planet called Mercury. Ha. So apparently Jay was having an issue technologically. Oops. And I'm dropping shit everywhere. But yay, I get to blame that little sucker. Yeah, I know I'm cursing a lot today. It's Mercury in Aries. What are you going to do? So I'm back. Just warning you guys, I'm live. Yes, and oh, I dropped my keyboard. I have a wireless keyboard. If anybody wants inside my home office, you get to see my little studio here. But anyways, I got a wireless keyboard, a monitor, you know, Yeti microphone that I'm using for radio. Okay, two computers going on because Facebook doesn't work on one computer, so I have to use the other one. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, so I was going to ask how everybody's Mercury retrograde's doing, but I think you kind of know at the moment. And I was talking about the eclipse, the new moon and Aries eclipse, and how eclipses are newer full moons on steroids, right? Meaning that we often feel the effects before and after the actual eclipse. Very often, it's not on the exact day that things show up. And so just like we're talking about the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that's going to be happening, I like using the term canoodle. I don't know why, maybe just because I like words and I like making up words too. Believe me, that can happen. But we, you know, that's a big event. The fact that it happens every 14 years where these two planets meet. But last time they were in Taurus, I mentioned this on my Celestial Wisdom video, is it was in 1941. And what was happening then, you know, World War II, all that sort of thing. And look what's happening now in our collective body in the Middle East and just, oh, all that terrible unrest that's happening. Anyways, all that to say, we've got a lot of energy, planetary-wise, energetically-wise, that's happening for us to pay attention to, not to be afraid, you know. I had someone I was talking to earlier, we were talking about death. And what a subject matter that a lot of people are afraid of and or don't want to talk about. It's taboo, that sort of thing. It's becoming a little bit more mainstream in some circles. You know, there's death doulas now that you can get certified in, and there's a death cafe that you can coordinate and attend and talk about dying and death and that sort of thing. Anyways, but there's a lot of things that are being shaken up in the world right now. And as I was speaking with this individual earlier about death, I said, it's not anything to run away from. You know, what do we do when we are in the middle of this kind of chaos? It's important for us as practitioners of spiritual essence, if you will, of light, of wanting to become love itself. It's important to not run from the negative. You don't have to go chasing it, but at the same time, when it shows up, how will we meet it? That's the question. And, you know, people ask me sometimes, why Nine Gates Mystery School? Well, because we train. It's a training ground. It's a fertile training ground for us to gain skills and tools to be able to meet life. Mystery School itself is 9 days of I'll call it an intensive bubble of energy that people get to participate in to learn skills, to have awakenings, to meet the greatest teacher, which is within themselves, and then be able to live it and take it into the world. And we're going to get practice, you know? I was talking about my monkey mind earlier. Believe me, there's not a single day that goes by where my mind doesn't want to take over. So I practice training my mind to stay where I place it. That's what meditation is, or that's what something like Tan Lin is, you know. But we train. We train so that we can meet whatever's going on. Just like here we have the Mercury retrograde and technology gets affected, communication gets affected. We're, you know, I think there's a lot of questioning that has been happening from the eclipse energy. You know, the Aries Libra axis, as I've talked about before, is all about me versus we, relationships versus individuality. So we're still having that work us over. You know, like, is this the right relationship for me? Or is this really where I need to be? There's a lot of survival stuff going on when we're dealing with Aries energy. And so we're finding, what I'm witnessing, is that there's a lot of 11th hour solutions that are showing up. And with this Jupiter-Uranus connection also, there's a lot of nervous systems that are being affected. You know, anxiety's at an all-time high. And one way to trigger that anxiety is to be in a scarcity situation or in a survival situation where you don't know if you're going to be able to buy food tomorrow. You know, look at the food prices that are going up. Thank you very much, Uranus and Jupiter and Taurus, but gas prices, am I going to be able to have a job, or am I going to be able to have a roof over my head or clothes on my back? I mean, when you're in that kind of space, it is very difficult to be in gratitude. It's very difficult to be present moment because you're in panic mode. And then watching the solutions show up at the last minute, but they do show up. And one of the phrases that has there's two phrases that have been in my mind over the last couple of days, and that is, this too shall pass, and it's the little things that matter. And so I'm just letting those phrases kind of work me like an haiku, like a haiku or a Taoist verse or whatnot. This too shall pass. Okay, so I am still going to take a commercial break, even though we had a moment there. But I've got about 5 minutes before we do that. So I just want to talk a little bit more about this Mercury retrograde and just the check-in, because Mercury retrograde, we're doing this redoing, revisiting, reframing, especially when it comes to we're reevaluating the time, people, places that we're spending our resources. We're looking at, does this particular thing still serve? There's a lot of contemplation that may be happening at this time as well. And what we don't want to do is get too far down the rabbit hole that we don't take action. And that's what we still want to take action during a Mercury retrograde, especially if we need to complete certain projects or certain things, get something off our plate. And, I mentioned this coloring book that Tatiana and I are doing. I have this feeling that we will be able to complete it by the time Mercury stations direct on the 25th. And then once it goes direct, hopefully we'll have gotten it to the self-publishing phase. So that's just one example of things being completed. I would say, too, I've heard stories of conversations from the past coming back to be revisited. And keep in mind, too, that Mercury is now retrograded just past Chiron, but it was making an exact canoodle conjunction today, last night into today. And with Chiron, I mean, Chiron was the most famous centaur in Greek mythology, and he became a wise and trusted mentor to many heroes in the Greek mythology. But most people, when they hear Chiron, they think, oh, wounded healer, great. I'm going to have all these wounds that show up, right? I'm going to be triggered. I'm going to have, I'm going to be a blubbering mess here because something's going to trigger in my life the fears and the doubts and the insecurities and all of that. And as I've mentioned in the past, and I continue to remind myself and anyone who asks, we're not looking to orphan or push away these fears and insecurities and anger or whatever the wounding might be. We're there to integrate it. That's the healer part. And we can't heal what we don't feel. And when we're working with Mercury and Chiron, Mercury represents the thinking mind, how we give and receive information, how we process information and communication. So when you have these two planets, well, one's an asteroid, Chiron is, but when you have them canoodling this way, it could be our mind or the conversations we have or don't have that could scratch wounds. Or could we may sort of reminds me of the child who wants a cookie and the mom says, no, you can't have it, And that may be some things that are coming up where rejection is going to become protection. We may be in the next couple of days, maybe we've already experienced it where we've been rejected or we've had to give up an idea or give up something that we wanted because it just wasn't possible or it wasn't going to work. So really, I'll say this. I'm going to go to commercial in just a minute, but as we go to commercial, be thinking about this. How can I turn my weapon into a tool? How can I turn this wound that might have been scratched or this desire, longing that I have? How can I make it into something useful? How does it serve me when my fears come in, when my insecurities come in? How do they serve me? We'll explore a little bit of that. Second part of the show. In the meantime, we're going to cut to commercial in just a minute. I'm going to check the chat room. And of course, if you have any, if you'd like a reading, I'm going to try and get to you as well. But really, one to listen is where to find me for readings. And I'll give you quick little hits here when I can. But in the meantime, grab a little something fun to drink, you know, a little tea, coffee, bubbly water, whatever, and enjoy the commercials, and I'll be right back in about 5 minutes or less. All right, you guys. Yay, I'm back. So are you. It's the Jamie Dawn Show. I'm very excited to be here. This is the second half of the show, Monday, April 15th. If you're listening to an archive, I just wanted to timestamp it. And It's a couple of days, a few days before the Uranus Jupiter exact conjunction. But I want to put some pins on the map for you guys. And I know that Mark and other wonderful astrologers have also done the same. But just pay attention when our nervous system anxiety gets really ramped up over the little things. As I mentioned, the whole mind Mercury thing, it definitely is a thing, you know. I'm laughing because Jenny posted in the chat room her Mercury retrograde story. And yeah, I feel you, sister. The fact that you ate it anyways is pretty impressive. I don't know if you got to taste any of the veggies in that soup. It's probably just tastes like pepper soup after a while, but that's pretty funny, actually. And you know, one of the things that I have said for many, many years with Mercury retrograde is to keep your sense of humor during this time, because things are going to happen, you know. When they show up, it's like, all right, well, here we go. Now, how do I want to meet it? How do I want to deal with this? You know, some things you just can't help. So anyways, just want to put that on there. You know, I think of Mercury retrogrades also as a time where we're peeling off more layers of an onion or more layers of whatever, and just go deeper and deeper and deeper into some of the thoughts and things that we need to explore a little bit more, you know. Nothing else, step outside of yourself or the situation, play the observer during this time, and something else can get revealed. You know, I always say, get a second set of eyes when Mercury is retrograde before doing something, because very often we'll send the email to the wrong person, or we'll miss something and it just sounds very confusing, or it gets taken the wrong way, whatever. So, you know, get a second set of eyes also, because it gives us another perspective. We can get very tunnel vision during this time where it's like, well, it has to be this way. If it doesn't show up like this, then it's not going to happen, you know? So, that I would say, if nothing else, see if you can change your perspective. That's one of the things that travel does. You know, it takes you out of your current routine and it gives you another experience, another view, and you come back with a different idea of what yourself or life or whatever is. All right, a couple of you have posted in the chat room some questions here. Yes, dear Shelley, I do see Jack going to actually a really good home. I don't know about the ex, but I do see Jack going to a home that's going to be, I feel, actually a friend, somebody, an acquaintance, I guess. I should put it that way. It's more like an acquaintance than a friend. But somebody that you know, and he actually will be so happy there. And I don't know that, I mean, you could see him occasionally, that sort of thing. But as far as like getting him back, I don't see that. I feel like once he goes to this new home, that's sort of that. So, yeah. All right. I'm shuffling some cards here for Joni, asking about job. And I'm gonna pull some cards. How's that sound? Let's do that. All right. When it comes to job, oh, interesting. I'll tell you in a second. All right, I got the Seven of Swords, the Lady in my Celtic deck. It's actually the Empress, and the King of Pentacles or Disc. So what this is telling me for you is that there is going to be a couple of interviews that you're going to go on with a new job that it just won't resonate. Something's going to be off about it. Don't get discouraged. I know it's a lot of work in the job market and that sort of thing, but ultimately this is telling me that it's time for you to do something on your own, and you're going to be partnered with someone who is going to want to invest in you and want to build the work that you're doing and the business that you're doing, and that ultimately you're going to be the one to be in a leadership role. You need to have that leadership role. You need to be able to do your own thing and really tap into your gifts that you have. You're very intuitive, and I do feel as though when you trust that intuition, it's going to guide you to that next role for yourself. And I can see you in this new role by June is what I get. So hang in there if you're feeling a little bit like, oh, this is never going to happen. It's really right around the corner. So I get around the end of May, 1st of June for you. So that's not far at all. You're talking 6 weeks. So yeah, hang in there. Okay, so a couple of other things I was going to talk about. I'm not going to go into all the Jupiter Uranus details, if you will, as far as like, the timing aspects and whatnot. What I do want to offer is more of the energy that this time that we're in. It's not just going to happen on Saturday when it's exact, but this week, and we've already been feeling some of it where we're getting these breakthroughs, these ahas, but it's pronounced more than ever now to do our own thing in our own way and not apologize, being more authentic than we've ever been before. And that, think of it this way, Jupiter and Uranus are visionaries, right? And they're the planets that look ahead and they have this orientation towards the future. So they want to make tomorrow a better place. They want to open new doors, embrace new potentials. And so we should be finding ourselves on the brink of something breaking through, a creative breakthrough, a spiritual breakthrough. There could be some new and exciting romances or financial gains and profits during this time. So please don't get discouraged if some of this hasn't happened for you and you're waiting for it to happen. When we're in this waiting period or the in-between space where it's like, okay, I know I don't want the past, but I can't say I know what the future is exactly yet. In this in-between space is the space of infinite possibility. So stay in curiosity. I love that idea of maybe you've heard this, but when you go to bed at night and you have a dream that an angel comes to you and says, when you wake up tomorrow during the day, there is going to be a miracle. I'm going to offer you a miracle. I'm going to offer you something. And so what would you do? You wake up in the morning, you go, I wonder what? I wonder if. I wonder what that miracle could be. Well, I like to call it the miracle game. So I started playing this game a few years ago. Several years ago, actually, where I anticipate a miracle and I start looking for that miracle. And some of you have played it with me because we share it. What was your miracle today? And it could be something small, like, I don't know, if somebody paying for your toll through the toll booth or, buying something for you that you didn't expect. Or it could be something as simple as seeing an animal that you love so much and you haven't seen in forever. Like I think about like the hawks, that are around here constantly. I've seen a bald eagle one time. And if I saw one today, I'd go, that's my miracle today. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. It's one of those things. So, but what it does is it triggers us into a place of curiosity and anticipation. The downside, because there's always a downside to everything, is that we could get attached to a particular miracle. We could say, well, if this happens, I'll consider it to be a miracle. That's what we want to let go of. It's just like when we have a desire for manifesting something in our lives, we let go of the how. Let the universe decide that. You just make yourself available, stay open to receive, and you go about your day as you would normally do, staying open, staying curious, as well as doing the things that need to get done, and just notice. Notice the conversations, notice the things that have to be, that get revealed. This Jupiter Uranus energy, it's going to be a little unpredictable because you'll be able to sense that something's coming, but you won't know exactly what. And it may pleasantly surprise you on what that is. So another thing, another pin on the map for this week is we also have the sun shifting out of the sign of Aries in on Thursday night into Friday morning into the sign of Taurus. And so here, our energy, and that's where Jupiter and Uranus are already stationed, is in the sign of Taurus. But now we have even more emphasis, more energy of this taurine nature. And when you think about Taurus, for those of you who are familiar with astrology, we think of words like stable, reliable, sensual, slow and steady, stubborn, of course, bullheaded. But really, I mean, you think about it, that stubbornness is because Taurus energy says, I want what makes me happy. I want the luxuries, the comforts, the things in life that bring me joy. And you know what? There is nothing wrong with that. So I'm not going to settle for anything that robs me of that kind of pleasure. And I'm going to trust my senses. I'm going to awaken my senses. I'm going to be in a place where I trust my senses, you know? How do you trust your senses? How do you train your senses? Well, you think of this way. You could do, take an eye mask, a blindfold, and cover your eyes, and you won't be able to see anything. But what gets heightened is your hearing. What might get heightened is your sense of touch, because you're not relying on your eyes to see anything, right? Or to walk somewhere. And then, you know, you want to heighten your other senses. You close your ears, use earplugs, whatever. And then you have to work on what you see, right? What you feel. Anyways, giving you some ideas of how to play with awakening your senses, the sensual touch, you know, there's something precious about human touch. Hugging people, holding hands, having those moments of affection, it actually reduces your blood pressure, increases your endorphins, and causes a lot of people to lose energetic weight. You know, if you're struggling with some weight gain or you're just feeling heavy energetically, hug somebody you love, have them hug you back, cuddle with them, you know, get the physical touch going. Another thing about the energy that we're going to be having over the next few weeks with the sun in Taurus is boundaries, healthy boundaries, you know, because we're pushing for this comfort and this happiness. So we're saying, I'm not compromising this because it would make me uncomfortable. Now, I know I'm sounding contradictory for a second, because I do believe in pushing beyond our comfort zones. If our comfort zone doesn't serve, if we become stagnant, if we become dull in our senses, right? Taking it for granted, not paying attention, you know, all that sort of thing. That's where we need to push out of our comfort zone. But we don't need to go seeking out discomfort, you know? So we're really going to be looking at keeping our boundaries for our own comfort and happiness. One of the sayings that I use a lot during fixed signs energy, which is our Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius energy, I use the phrase, blessed are the flexible, for they're never bent out of shape. Or you could say, blessed are the flexible, for they bend, but they don't break. And so even though we can keep our boundaries, that's important, and we want to we want what we want for our happiness and our health and all that sort of thing, we also have to stay flexible enough that when a curveball shows up, thank you Uranus, and then Jupiter amplifies it, remember it's our big planet, that when a curveball shows up, an aha moment, an impulsivity arises, that we can adjust, we can make adjustments, we can decide how we respond to it, right? Because all this energy is building and building and building to a full moon in Scorpio that's going to be happening next Tuesday. And I won't be able to be live because I have a standing 11 o'clock on every other Monday, every 2 weeks on Monday. So I won't be live on Monday before the full moon. So I just wanted to mention that we have a full moon in Scorpio, and with the moon in Scorpio opposite the sun in Taurus, the Scorpio moon is one where it's pretty intense. It's a great time to release tension, sexual energy, emotional energy, to let go of anything that isn't bringing out the best in us, you know. And we're only 2 weeks off from the full moon, from the new moon eclipse that we just had in Aries, where we were evaluating, you know, our relationships, we're evaluating the things that we put our time and energy into. And we're also only a couple of days before Mercury stations direct. So this full moon, even though it's not an eclipse and all that, it still has a lot of intensity behind it. And when we're seeking out ways in which we want more happiness, or we want to awaken our senses or whatnot, what do you think is going to get triggered by this full moon if we don't have those things, right? And one of the things about Scorpio energy, as you guys know, is you don't piss off a Scorpio. You don't betray the Scorpio energy, because they have those stingers. That's a scorpion for a reason, and it will sting you, right? But this is a great time over the next few days and the week, even, to see where we have either betrayed ourselves or someone else has betrayed us. Maybe we've compromised boundaries that we shouldn't have compromised, and practice that self-forgiveness and forgiveness of others. As I've talked about before, forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean that you go back into the same relationship. It just, forgiveness is there to free ourselves. We're here to free ourselves. And because the only person we're hurting by hanging on to that betrayal or the pain of it is ourselves. The other person has betrayed us. The other person did what they did. We're not hurting them by hating them, you know. So letting it go and just moving forward. And I would venture to say that there will be quite a few transitions in relationships also, where it will either be very healing, well, it should be very healing for everyone, regardless of whether you keep the relationship, you deepen it, or you let it, you know, let go. So, yeah. So I would say those are some things that are going to be popping up over the next couple of days. I also will say that there's going to be situations and opportunities where we're looking at forming stronger emotional bonds with something. You know, you want to get action, you want to get people behind an idea, or you want to, this is manifestation at its best. If we're emotionally invested in something, we're going to try and manifest it, right? We're going to stop at nothing to get it done. We're going to participate fully because we have an emotional attachment to the result or to the thing that we're working with, you know? So look at where we're going to be looking at, where am I emotionally bonded to an idea, a person, a situation, a thing, and what do I need to do next to manifest? So in the Aries energy, we have all this action that we're taking, but that doesn't always lead to manifestation. Activity doesn't always mean manifestation, you know. When I'll use the gym as an example, since I'm a gym junkie. When I go to the gym, I'm actually breaking down muscle. I'm not seeing results as I'm lifting the weights. It's not until days after in recovery that, and then months after, when I injured my ACL and had surgery last year, I was amazed at how the quadricep just went limp. I mean, like, there was no muscle whatsoever. It looked like, I mean, the day before surgery, I still had muscle there. The day after surgery, or the day of surgery, it was like bleh, jello, you know? And it's going to be a year this weekend that I had the accident. And yes, I fully admit, I know I'm telling stories at the moment, but hopefully the stories can resonate with you. But, oh, great. They're doing, I don't know if you guys can hear the yard work, but they decided to do the blower right outside my window. Sorry about that. Hopefully it's not too distracting. But anyways, my daughter, Tatiana, if you've listened to our shows or you follow me, she's a therapist by trade, and she's working on her licensure. She has to get a certain amount of hours to get officially licensed. So she's a resident therapist, but she also just got certified in EMDR. And I think I mentioned this before, but anyways, so I said, hey, I'm all about EMDR. I used it a year ago, year and a half ago, because I took a bad spill the first season I started skiing. I've only been skiing, this is only my third season skiing, guys. And I took a bad tumble the first season, and it kind of spooked me, you know, because sports is 90% mental. And it kind of spooked me. And so I found an EMDR practitioner in town and went to a few sessions on that. And I definitely was able to regain my confidence and blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, then having the ACL accident happen the last run, the last day of the season. I know you're laughing, Patty, if you're still listening. Having that happen was trauma, right? And so Tatiana took me through EMDR. And one of the things that I didn't do with the previous practitioner, but I love this so much, is Tatiana actually strengthened, we use EMDR to strengthen making good choices. So it's not just about bringing confidence back into my skiing capabilities and not being afraid when I'm looking at a particular diamond run. But it was also knowing my limits and going, wait a minute, the conditions aren't really good here. I'm not going to risk another injury, so I think I'll just stay on the baby slopes this time, you know, things like that. And just strengthening, making the right choices. And my ego has to take a back seat, you know. So all that to say, I'm digressing, but all that to say, manifestation tends to happen after the recovery time and the hard work that we put in. And so here we are in a time where we're wanting to manifest more of our lives, but we're not going to get it through instant gratification. You know, this isn't a get-rich-quick kind of energy. This is the gift of Taurus. It's a slow and steady. Do we have a solid foundation that we're building here? You know, if we don't have a good foundation, then I guarantee you that within a couple months, maybe sooner, maybe a little longer, but eventually we're going to have to go back and we're going to find cracks in our foundation. We're going to find that there's problems down the road and all of that sort of thing. So it's going to be really important for us to use this time to set a solid foundation for what we're trying to manifest next in our lives. So, okay. Keep all that in mind as we continue to navigate the upcoming week and the energy that's happening for the week ahead. And I'll offer this as well, since, you know, like I said, I'm not going to be live next Monday. I will try and get a pre-recorded show going so that you'll have some fresh information, fresh content for you as well. But I will just say that the following week, Mars will ingress into the sign, its home sign of Aries. So we're still going to have some Aries energy happening there. And with Mars in its home sign, as well as now Venus will have transitioned into the sign of Taurus as well. They're the ruling signs. The planets are the rulers. Venus rules Taurus and Mars rules Aries. And when you have them at home, they're going to be very comfortable. They're going to be able to do what they do best. And so depending on where it lands in your chart, it's going to be energized for you. So if you haven't had a chance to look at your chart or have your chart pulled or talk to an astrologer, explore that, because I think you're going to find that next week is a huge week, especially after that full moon that's going to be happening on Tuesday. There's a lot of manifestation, a lot of things that get revealed, a lot of ahas, like I say, that are going to be continuing to drop in. And you may be pleasantly surprised that what you think you want now, you won't want a week or two from now, you know? So blessed are the flexible, for we're never bent out of shape. Yeah? Keep that in mind. All right. I'm going to finish the show with giving a few random hits that are coming in for those of you who need to hear it. I don't have specific names. I'm not going to give specific names for this, but there's someone who's listening to this show who has lost a particular item, like an heirloom, something that's important to them, and you will find it this week, and it will be in a very obvious spot. I get that there's something about a cabinet, and it fell like almost like it fell into the drawer just at the right spot. And it's like you've looked in that drawer 500 times and you look again and there it is. Just say it. It feels like there's that reveal that's going to happen. So you'll find this. And of course, it will mean something. I'm also getting that someone else who's listening, I feel like I have a celebration here and I have to say happy birthday. I feel like there's this big thing going on for you over the weekend. What a cool time to have a birthday, right? With that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction going on. And I get that you're going to be lavished with so much love and that it is going to surprise you who shows up to your party, because this is someone who you haven't seen in a while, that there needs to be some resolution. And and then there's someone else, sorry, everybody's just lining up here. There's someone else who's listening who is going to reignite with an old lover, and it's going to be someone they haven't seen in years. And you're out of a relationship, you've been single for a while, you weren't even ready for a relationship. You're open, but you're not really wanting it. Or let's say you're not pursuing it. And when this person shows up, it's going to be fireworks, and it's going to be, it's almost like you two weren't ready for each other when you were younger. 20 years later is what I'm hearing. Now you're ready for each other. And it's going to be such a cool thing. So that's a really cool thing. Back to the birthday party. What I was saying about the relationship is that it feels like this person who comes to the party is there, and there's going to be some good healing that takes place, reconnection. And it does feel like it was a family member, but someone that you haven't had a really good relationship with in a while, that now you can start that path of healing. Okay. Now I'm at the end of the show, so I'll do my little farewell, adieu, see you next time. Like I say, I'll try and get the recording for next week's show done, obviously prior. Come find me at One to Listen. Also, I have my YouTube channel if you want a little update on energy as well. And thank you so much for listening and for being a part of this One to community. Thank you, Jay, for producing. And I certainly hope that we continue to lean in and lift each other up. Remember, we're not in this thing called life alone. We're relational beings. If you don't have support, get some, please. Just know you don't have to walk this journey alone. All right, you guys, enjoy the day. Stay tuned for all the other great shows, and I will see you next time. Take care, everybody.